You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
The onset of the Delta variant has led to a rise in COVID-19 cases among children, a situation made worse by an out-of-season spike in other respiratory illnesses, which is also occupying hospital space. Some doctors have said that these COVID infections in kids are likely to occur when another, often unvaccinated, member of a household brings the virus home. As a result, children's hospitals in places where cases are surging are filling up. Some experts warn that deaths among kids are likely to rise, especially because vaccine trials for children under 12 are still in progress. In the meantime, masks are an important and effective way to curb spread among kids. The CDC now recommends all students over 2 and adults wear them on school grounds. In other news, yesterday, 2 Texas judges greenlit overruling Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates, allowing local officials to require them at least for the time being. In Bexar County, which includes San Antonio, masks can now be required in public schools and other public buildings and will be necessary for all county and city employees. And in Dallas, a temporary mandate is now in place for students, staff, and visitors to public schools, and an emergency order is slated to be issued today. Cases are on the rise in Texas. There were 20,000 new infections yesterday, nearly double the number there were 2 weeks ago. And earlier this week, Iranian state TV reported that one person within the country is now dying from COVID-19 every 2 minutes. Iran is in the midst of a fifth wave of infections and recently hit a new record daily toll of 588 deaths. At present, only around 4% of the population is fully vaccinated. Iran's top official banned imports of U.S. and British-made vaccines at the start of this year, and the country has blamed U.S. sanctions for its difficulty procuring shots from other countries. Iran is also participating in the WHO's COVAX initiative in the hopes of speeding up vaccinations.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.